usually feminine heart anger. So in you, you have masculine and feminine. So when you're in your feminine heart and it's angry, it's usually because you're not feeling loved, or you're feeling love's been hurt, or love's been jilted, or love is lacking. When you're in your masculine heart and you feel anger, it's because you feel trapped. Those are big differences. So the first step is to feel, why are you angry? Do you want a deeper connection and more love? Or do you want to get the hell out and be away from everything so you can be free of all constraint? So when you answer me that, I could continue my answer. Basically, what I'm trying to say is masculine anger has nothing to do with you, almost ever. And feminine anger is almost always about a relationship. Not always, but almost. And all of us have both. So that's the first thing to feel. Whether you want more love or whether you want more freedom. Now, ultimately, they're the same thing, but they're very different in texture. So to help you navigate your relationship with him, it's really important to feel your heart's sensitive desire in that moment. You're angry for a reason. So what is the anger telling you? That what do you need from him in that moment, for instance? This is a really beautiful point, and let me like thread it out for everyone and then just keep coming back until it feels just right for you, because this is so essential. In all of us, as I said, there's a masculine and feminine part. So all of us are whole beings. The feminine part of us is the genius, so to speak, of energy. So when you hold up an earring into him and you say, which ones do you like? He's basically flipping a coin. I mean, he might have a preference, but he's not feeling it like you're feeling it. Because you're a kind of genius of energy. And because when you're in your feminine, that's very natural for you. Now, when you're in your masculine, the masculine is a genius of decision. It's a genius of direction. Because what the masculine in all of us does is it comes out of life, looks at the options, picks an options, goes in and executes. It's an incredibly masculine thing. When you're in your feminine, you have no options. You're just flowing in what is, what's real right then. You don't pop out of it. When any of us are in our feminine, we don't pop out of it enough to have those long-term goal decisions and then go, no, 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 as you're pursuing it. That's the masculine capacity in humans, man and woman, is the capacity to have long-term goals and achieve them because you're ignoring relationship. The feminine capacity, it's a genius in the flow. Now, highly developed humans have both. So what I'm trying to describe, though, are two different modes of being, because those are the sexual modes of being. Now, we're all both of them. Only first stage people are stuck in one or the other. By the time we grow into the second stage, you know, women burn their bras and men grow earrings and smoke dope. Everyone can do both. So in the second stage, now you can choose masculine or feminine, which means I can be a genius of decision. I could be a genius of energy. I am both. The sexual choice, the choice in intimacy to create a, what I call, or what can be called a polarized relationship, meaning there's a sexual attraction between the two of you. When that's relevant, because that's not relevant in all relationships. Like between brothers, you don't care if there's a sexual relationship, so you're not careful about how you say things, because you don't need to keep things polarized. When you're with your mother, you don't care if it's a sexual relationship. So what I'm saying is that if sexual attraction is important to you in the intimacy, then there's an art to sustaining that long term. There's an art to sustaining that 10 minutes. But there's an art to sustaining that passion of attraction and love long term. And part of that art is a verbal thing. Part of it's a tactile thing. Part of it's a breath thing. And, you know, words are only modulated breath, modulated energy. So the realm of energy is spoken. And you're basically then modulating your breath through speech, and it's affecting him sexually. That's what I'm getting to. It's affecting everyone sexually. It's why men don't masturbate to Hillary. And I don't know Hillary, by the way. I mean, she might be the sexiest, juiciest woman on earth. I'm just talking about the media image of her, like that we all know. I really don't know her personally, or any of the people I talk to.
For information about books, recordings, and upcoming live events with David Data, please visit data.info. That's DEIDA.info.